And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading we gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 4.75, down 2 on the open July, 4.78, down 6 and a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 4.57 and a half, down a half on the open July, 4.70 and a half, up a quarter. September, 4.82, up 1. December, 4.93 and a half, down a half on the open. May corn opened at 3.87 and a half, down 2 and a half on the open July, $4, down 3 and a half. September, 3.97, down 2 and a quarter. December, $4, down 1 and a half. March, 2008, 409 and a half, down 1 and a quarter. May, 417 and a half, up a half. July, 421, up a quarter on the open. May soybeans opened at 758 and a half, unchanged on the open. July, 773 and a half, down 1 and a quarter. August, 781 and a half, up a half. September, 788, up 3 quarters. November, $8 and a half, down 3 quarters. January, 2008, 810, up a half. March, 816 and a half, down 1. May, 822 and a half, down 2 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 215.30, unchanged on the open. July, 220.50, up 10. May soybean oil opened at 31.70, up 3 on the open. July, 32.18, unchanged. At the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeders opened at 105.32 and a half, unchanged on the open. April, 106.75, up 45. May, 108.25, up 30. August, 109.60, up 5 on the open. April live cattle opened at 98 even, down 5 on the open. June, 95.20, up 7 and a half. August, 92.50, up 2 and a half. October, 96.30, up 5 on the open. April lean hogs opened at 63.70, down 10 on the open. May, 73.55, down 17 and a half. June, 74.25, unchanged. July, 74.95, down 2 and a half on the open. And May pork bellies opened at 103 even, up 72 and a half on the open.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
You can receive the Open and Commodity Market Report by podcast directly to your computer. Go to WILLAG.org and click on the red podcast link in the right navigation window. Follow the simple directions, and you'll never miss an opening market report again. And while there, you can also subscribe to the pre-opening market report, the closing market report, and our flagship show, Commodity Week, AM 580 Agricultural Podcasts. It's your marketing advantage. Joining us now on the telephone, another marketing advantage is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Kind of a choppy start to the trade today, both sides.
You know, we were just sort of hoping after yesterday's collapse that we'd see a little bit more of a nice correction Tuesday or turnaround Tuesday, and it looks like it's going to be a choppy Tuesday. You know, and if we can just hold our own and keep a narrow range would be a good thing for today. But everybody is in a sideways pattern going into Friday. And the big numbers as far as have we actually cut some usage, have we gained, will the carryout grow, and how many acres? And then we're going to look at what's the weather.
Wow, that's a lot of unknowns between now and then. Yesterday, we had calls off the opening bell of, you know, 2 or 3 cent moves, and then we moved 18 cents, almost 18 cents in that May corn contract before it rallied off the bottom.
Yes, we did, Dave, and yes, it was a very confusing day, and yes, it didn't take much volume to do that. It was one of those days when you could call the floor and the background noise wasn't very much, and they had plenty of time to talk to you. Because there wasn't much volume going on. It was just a very, a little bit of selling happening with not hardly any buying happening at the same time. So that just the buyers were lacking yesterday. And we're just not seeing an abundance of buy orders here this morning either, the way we're acting.
Well, that's how yesterday started out, and then bang, in the afternoon part of the trade, it just exploded to the downside. Ran stops after it hit the 100-day moving average, it looked like to me. Where does the 200-day moving average sit in corn, and might there be stops below that?
You know, there's probably stops below all this market. There's a lot of people that made a lot of money, and they're just throwing some stops in there, walking away and saying, if we hold here, fine, and if we don't, I just want to be out before the report, and I want to lock in some of my profits that I've made over the last quarter here. And I think that's what we saw yesterday, and you know, it wasn't great big numbers, but it was big enough numbers when there's no buying to push that market down, push it down hard.
There certainly wasn't much in those buy decks in those traders' hands yesterday. When we look at the reports on Friday, which report will be more important in your eyes? Will it be the planting intentions, or will it be the quarterly grain stocks report?
Quarterly grain stocks report, I think, are going to loom bigger. We've all got a pretty good idea where the planting intentions are going to be. We've got an idea that the government may, you know, not give us quite as much as they were thinking, because they're known to be cautious with big increases, and we've already had some tremendously big increases. So I think it's going to be the carryout for this year to see how we continue to react to the old crop, new crop spreads, Dave. And then, you know, we will look, of course, greatly at the planting numbers. You know, will the corn planting number be above 89 million? Will it be below 70 million in the beans? Those are some big numbers and got to be some big decisions. But all in all, you know, we're going to look at those quarterly grain stocks, and then we're going to look greatly at the weather after that, because you know, we're talking to our customers down in Arkansas this morning. They've got over 600 acres of corn in the ground, and they say it's getting ready to pop through the ground about tomorrow with the kind of weather that they've seen so far. So Texas, Arkansas, the Mid-South, all making great progress planting corn right now.
So when you look at that quarterly grain stocks report on Friday, if we were to get an increase in corn stocks of somewhere around 50 to 100 million bushels, what might that imply to the futures?
I think that that we're going to continue to see the bear spreading going on, Dave. Mm-hmm. I think that it's going to tell us that we are probably okay for old crop corn. It's still going to be for the supply we need for ethanol in the crop that we're going to be planting.
This is different than 96, where July actually led the December higher.
Yes, very much so. In general, basically, you think of tight supplies and whatever being an upfront-loaded market because people want to own the cash, but because of storage problems and everything else along the way, and with the size crop that hopefully we have coming on, they aren't going to be quite as concerned about the old crop as they will about wanting to buy the acres and the new crop when they need it.
I suppose another key number off of that quarterly grain stocks report will be how much corn is in the hands of the producers versus the commercials.
Always something to look at, and that tells us more about basis levels than it does about futures prices.
That's right, and basis has been rather sloppy lately.
It's been sick as can be. I'll tell you, we've seen some very sloppy basis trade, wider basis than what everybody's anticipating. And, you know, we'd like to throw this one more dig into the Chicago Board of Trade, that we think we need better delivery systems here, where the farmer, if he is willing to deliver in 5,000 bushel lots at places, should be much more eligible to deliver and bring that cash and futures price together.
All right, then. What advice do we have for producers who haven't just heard us talk about all the unknowns between now and Friday?
Well, unfortunately, we haven't given very many recommendations here, Dave. I've sort of danced a big circle. But I think anything, if you haven't got up to a certain level of cash sales that you feel comfortable with, I think some are very called for beforehand here. We've still got December corn over $4. We've still got November beans over $8. So there ought to be at least 10 to 15% cash sales. If you feel like you want to sell some more here like that, we recommend going into the puts. We bought some as far out as next March puts in the corn. We've bought some as close as the May here. So just depending on the individual, what he wants to risk and whether he wants to get through the report or to buy them and sit back. But we do think spending a little money on puts before this report is hopefully money thrown away, but we'd sure like to have it there as insurance.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Lead option futures, May wheat in Kansas City 477 unchanged. At the Board of Trade, May wheat 457 down 1. May corn 391 and a quarter up a quarter. May beans 760 up 1 and a half. May soybean meal 214.70 down 60. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.